Paul, you guys now will face the Knicks in the first round. Was there multiple conversations how we want to get this win to match up with the Knicks? Are you confident in that Knicks? And was it more that, or was it more to avoid the Boston Celtics in the first round to make this game so important last night?
Nah, man. I mean, I feel like we ain't ducking no smoke, but yeah, we wanted the Knicks matchup, of course. That's the easier team, I guess.
He didn't know what to say. Like he like, you know, sometimes, you know, you're being asked questions and you just gotta know not what to say. He got caught off guard.
He did. Well, he said the truth. I mean, I here's
yeah,
the thing.
He spoke the truth, but sometimes you need to.
Sometimes the truth, you don't say it out loud. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. We'll get back to all your phone calls on a try day. We need some good munchies for this weekend. And of course, AJ Brown, the Patriots have inquired. They asked about him. Eagles shot it down. Here's my perspective on it. If the Patriots are willing to offer the number three overall pick, and you could tell me that's a lot and they probably wouldn't, well, that's fine. That's why that's the ask. If they offer it, I'm shipping AJ to New England. Would you do it for the third overall pick in the draft? I would. You could draft Marvin Harris. You could also auction off the pick and have a whole slew of assets. 215-592-9494. But we got a huge series tomorrow night, starting with the Knicks and the Sixers. Game one, Madison Square Garden. Hugh, it's the first time since 1989 the Sixers and Knicks have played in the playoffs. I was looking at the box score. That was a five-game series. The Knicks swept it in 89, 3-0. And then look at the box score this morning of that game. I mean, some of the names, obviously, it's forever ago, but like Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley was here, Mark Jackson, Charles Oakley. And then, I mean, we look at the Sixers with Maurice Cheeks and Barkley and Hawkins and Gaminsky. I mean, it's a wild group of guys that played last time these two teams played the playoffs. So, bulletin board material. What do we think about what Paul Reed said?
Like, yeah, that's not what you want to say.
He's right. Of course they wanted
it's
the Knicks.
A better matchup.
It's easier, but
that's for us to say.
Yeah.
Not for you. Because, you know, and I know people might call this ridiculous in the fact, oh, bulletin board material doesn't exist. Yes, it does. For players, it does. Because you compartmentalize that and you hear it and you get excited. Oh, so we're the easy matchup. It's going to be hard regardless because of Joel Embiid's health. But, yeah, you just made it a little bit tough on yourself, brother.
All right, so it wasn't just – it's funny, we got both sides of the bulletin board material here, don't we? It's not just Paul Reed talking. This is one of the Knicks centers. Hartenstein, listen to what this dude said about Joel Embiid. We got all the backup centers talking here? Is that what we're doing before this series? Here's one of the Knicks players about Embiid.
What are those moments for you when he's got it, you know, like a nail or you do that or whatever?
Just making him uncomfortable. I mean, at the end of the day, I think – we do a good job of showing a shell, so a lot of guys kind of load it up. The main thing is just he's going to seek fouls, and so I think that's the main thing. Through fouls, he'll get his little breaks, easy free throws, so that's probably the main focus is not really letting him to the line and kind of going from there.
How do you make sure that you're okay?
I mean, it's a mixture of things, keeping your hands back, no one at the end of the day is the MVP, so he's going to get some calls that maybe don't go in your favor. But at the end of the day, it's really just doing your job, playing team defense, and again, trying to don't really put your hands in because he's going to try to get it in him. But also smart from him. I mean, why not use it? I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. If he's smart enough to do it, and we keep doing it, then that's kind of on us.
So, again, that's a little bit of similarity with the bulletin board material. He seeks fouls. He does. I mean, like, he's not lying either about Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid wants to get to the free throw line. The thing is, everyone knows this, Hugh, and he still gets to the free throw line. Like, the Knicks could say it out loud. He's still going to get to the free throw line. It's what he does.
Yeah. I mean, so that really isn't a whole lot that I would be upset with. The biggest thing that I would be concerned with is what kind of Joel Embiid am I going to get in this game? Like, that's the thing, Joe.
So is that your biggest concern in the series, Embiid's health?
Yes. Yes, it definitely is. Because I need a little bit more from him. I'm not asking him to be 100%. I don't think he's going to be 100%. He's probably like 80%. I need him to play better than he did the other night.
Well, I agree with you on that. We need him to be better. We need him to be closer to the dominant player that he was, you know, when he was on the court during the regular season. But my biggest concern in the series isn't Embiid's health. I mean, I obviously have some concern there because we all do. I'm concerned about Jalen Brunson. I know we all respect him here because of what he did at Villanova and the kind of player Jalen Brunson is. I don't know if everyone realizes how great Jalen Brunson has become. You look at that dude's numbers. Holy
MVP
moly.
Numbers, right?
Yeah,
MVP status.
So this season he had 28.7 points a game, 6.7 assists. I mean, this guy was unbelievable. 40% from three. 84% from the line. Jalen Brunson, here's what I need, Hugh. I need, when the series ends, us to be able to say with conviction the best player in the series was Joel Embiid. Because there's a chance it's Brunson. That's how good Brunson has been. Like, if Embiid plays like he did the other night, Brunson will be the best player on the court. I have some... Brunson just scares me in a long series that he's going to take some of these games and just go off, because I saw him doing the playoffs last year. Great respect for him as a player. This is going to be fun. Starts tomorrow night. 215-592-9494. First time since 1989, the Sixers and the Knicks in the NBA playoffs. We'll talk some AJ here. Obviously, tri-day with the Munchies. And what do you fear the most this series? Is Joel's health my biggest concern, or is it Jalen Brunson and his ability here? Yeah, if I was Paul Reed, I wouldn't have said it. But listen, I think this is fun. It's been 35 years since we had a Knicks-Sixers playoff series. The rivalry's not really existed for a long time.
No, but I tell you what, I think that was the last game that I went to for the Sixers when the Knicks were in town.
This year.
They won, but there was a lot of Knicks fans that came to town. So this is going to be fun. You know, the series between these two teams, it's going to be fun because there's going to be a lot of Sixers fans up there. And vice versa, coming down here.
You know what this series will have? It will have some of the best atmosphere of any series in the NBA. Because, you know, obviously the playoff atmosphere anywhere is fun. But you get two incredible crowds. Like, you know, the Madison Square Garden crowd, they're into it. And obviously we know what we got here. So every game will have that kind of very tense feel to it. I expect a long and a very drawn-out series. And I have some – I'm worried about Brunson. Because I'm not sure how the Sixers are guarding Jalen Brunson. Maxey, for as good as he is, you know, he's not a great defender. We may see Kyle Lowry, the Villanova, against Villanova, him try to handle Jalen Brunson for part of this. 215-592-9494. Derek is up next. What's up, Derek?
Yo, how y'all doing, man?
Good,
what's
Derek.
Mushroom Hugh, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How you doing? That coffee's pretty good, though, dog. I'm almost out.
I want to talk about AJ, but I got a grievance with y'all real quick.
So what do we got? What did we do?
We had the tri-day jaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hugh ended up trying the mushroom coffee that I suggested, but y'all picked some winner that you ain't never going to try, right? He ended up trying the coffee, right? But y'all picked the dude that called in and was talking about some Brazilian drink. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Keep that in the tuck, and y'all got a good prize you want to give away.
All right, Derek, all right. Well, you know what? I'll remember that. We'll write your name down.
I've been on that Brazilian coffee heavy.
You know what we'll do? Derek, I don't remember Dumb and Dumber. Remember the IOUs? I'll send you an IOU. We owe you a prize, all right?
Okay. So anyway, I feel like the people that's calling in, like not – the third pick, I don't see that happening. But I'm also – it pains me to agree with you and say that I really do think that AJ not going to be here next year, because he's doing way too much, man. He's doing way too much.
It just feels off, doesn't it, Derek? I mean, I understand.
And I love the guy. I want him to be here. I was admiring him and Jalen's relationship, all that. But it's just them subliminals, man. There's something behind that, man.
Well, especially when you factor in that there was a real trade conversation, you know, even if Howie shut it down, like the Patriots called. It's just too weird of coincidence that he's just doing all this, but he doesn't know. Like, he knows. He knows what happened.
Yeah, he's young, but he got to grow up a little bit, unless he's just doing stuff for attention. But I honestly was just telling my coworker this morning, I said, I don't know if AJ going to be here next year, man, because he's just doing too much.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. And for anybody, like, I'm on social media, and I know a lot of times – we overthink social media. But these kids don't. And when they do certain things, it means something. And you have to know. When you follow Jacoby Brissett, man, and people are charting your timeline, because that was one of the things that I saw on my timeline. It was like, well, A.J. Brown just followed Jacoby Brissett and the other guy. And then he changed his profile pic. And then for you to even have to come out and say something about it, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Subliminals mean something, man. Yes. I post a lot of subliminals on my Facebook and Instagram, and trust me, they mean something. The people who they be about, they know what they know they about them.
Yeah, I do the same too, man. And you would be surprised how many times or how many things that I don't post, because I know that it could be perceived a certain way. Or you have to, especially as a public figure, you have to think about some of the things that you post because of the perception that it gives off.
Yeah, it saddens me to say that, because, like I said, I like him. I was admired him and Jalen's relationship and all that, but there's something going on. I don't think he's going to get the third pick, but it's going to be something.
It could be. The draft, you know, not that long away.
I bought a Devontae jersey last year. I knew AJ wasn't going to be here forever.
You know what? My son asked for a jersey a couple years ago. We got him Devontae. It's good investment, Derek. Derek, give us a munchie. What's a go-to munchie for you?
Yo, Hugh, next time you go to Wawa, Hugh, order a black and white milkshake, right? And then when you tell the guy that's making it or the girl making it, ask them they know who Megan Thee Stallion is. And if they say yes, tell them you want it that thick. That's my munchie.
Megan Thee Stallion. People sleep on Wawa.
Wawa's milkshakes.
Derek, Wawa's milkshakes are some of the best things we got.
Stallion, you got to say Megan Stallion thickness, though, man.
Derek, man.
It'll make it home with the straw. You know what I mean? If you just tell them regular, it's going to melt real quick.
Yeah, okay. No, I've had plenty of this. When I used to do the Phillies, you know, final out and go home late at night, you know, I'm hungry, but not much is open. Like, it's, you know, midnight or whatever. Those Wawa milkshakes just hit different. They're awesome. I don't know what they do. Like, most milkshakes
are great. Wawa hits different. You know what the sad part about, like, the Wawa that where I'm close to, for whatever reason, they shut it down.
What do you mean? It's gone?
It's a wrap. Kiss the baby.
Your fault?
I don't know. I don't think it was my fault. I think it was all the other folks that was coming to Wawa doing whatever they were doing. At the
Wawa. So you don't have a local Wawa?
I don't have a local. I got to go. It's like, that's a sign.
Now we know why you started actually looking for places.
Because, you know, Wawa hit different. Like no, Joe, I just went there the other night, and I'm like, I was going to get a sandwich, and I walked down there, and I'm like, hold up, this Wawa closed. Now, it's like where I'm at, it's a couple other Wawa's.
Yeah, you could get
vicinity,
to here in the city, yeah.
But it's like, that one was like right there. It was like right there.
When we moved, I moved from Jersey to Bucks County in 2019, when we were like in the area looking at houses, one of the first things I did is, where's the Wawa? I need to know how far away. Like, is this a 3-minute drive? Is it a 5-minute drive? How far is the Wawa?
Man, yeah. And it's one not too far from me, but it's a nice little walk. I ain't about to do all that, man. I got to go.
Yeah, but for that milkshake, you know.
the Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, it is worth it. All right, down. Jeff in Wilmington's up. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's Jeff. What's up?
So I understand Kyle's point of view. We have a known quantity on the field with AJ. But this whole, dude, he trolls too much. And, dude, don't bleep with us. You know, we know we're smarter than that. If you really want to, dude, he was crying because he didn't get drafted by the Patriots when that happened. Like, come on, man. You either want to be here or you don't. And when he had that interview with Ike and Jack, you noticed that he moved off of that pretty darn quick when Ike asked him if he wanted to be here. And he said, yeah, I want to be here. Then he was like, next question. Because he knew he was afraid to say something that would come back on him.
Yes, Jeff, let's hear it again if people missed it. We played it last hour. This was when AJ was on with Ike and Jack about a month ago. They asked him, do you want to be here? Here's how he responded to that.
Let's get to it. I think the first thing most Eagles fans want to know is your state of mind, your happiness with being an Eagle currently and moving forward. Let's start with that one, about your feelings about being a Philadelphia Eagle now and for the foreseeable future.
I have no problem. I want to be here. It's simple as that. I love where I'm at. It's simple as that. Next question.
Yeah, Jeff, almost like the way you next question something that's like you don't want to talk about. But like wanting to be here should be something you're excited about, wanting to be here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he was afraid he was going to get himself into trouble by saying something dumb. And then we really have reason to want him out of here. Look, that third pick, if you can get Harrison, I'm for it. Because financially, it makes more sense, too, in the long run.
Right, and especially, like, look, it's one thing if the third pick was not that good or just decent, but if they're close, even if AJ's a little bit better, if they're close, that $55 million savings is gigantic.
Exactly.
Jeff, what's your munchie? What do you got?
And I know Hugh doesn't really like the chocolate-covered stuff, but, man, you give me a bag of chocolate-covered pretzels, I'll turn my hoodie around backwards and sit that bag in the hood and just after the other.
Jeff, it's a great one. Yes.
That's the third time that I've heard people talk about I'm sleeping on chocolate-covered pretzels.
Well, I wonder why that could be, Hugh.
I'm going to take it a step further.
I'm just like the animosity.
Well, because he's offended. As a person who appreciates the fine arts of snacks, Kyle's offended. I'm going to take it one further. I'm not sure. And this is more of an acquired taste. Some people are really against this. I don't know why. Dark chocolate covered pretzels. You a dark chocolate guy, Kyle?
Oh, dude. get out of here with dark chocolate.
Why?
There's no point to dark chocolate.
It's better.
Dark chocolate's supposed to be sweet.
It's supposed to be bitter.
It's disgusting.
It's the healthiest of the two.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but healthy things usually are worse. That's the rule of thumb.
Not always.
Most of the time.
Not always.
Dark chocolate is one of those examples.
Dark chocolate's better.
Dark chocolate stinks.
Milk chocolate's for children. Dark chocolate is better.
No, like the point of eating chocolate is for like sweet tooth, not for bitterness. That's ridiculous.
Well, okay, but I don't want to get into this. Like,
well, now
fully.
You open up the worms, buddy. Let's go.
Okay, but there's different percentages of the cocoa in there, the choco in there. Okay, so you could, if you want really bitter, you can go there. But
you're going to cocoa ratio me?
Yeah, you can go to a level where you find the right sweetness for you. I'm just trying to offer Hugh some different avenues.
Why don't we just get chocolate that's sweet already instead of having to tinker with the cocoa ratio to make sure it's sweet enough?
I'm trying to offer our guy Hugh some different opportunities to get into the pretzel chocolate.
Don't poison Hugh's mind.
Tinker with the cocoa.
He won't
dark
even
chocolate.
Have a regular chocolate covered pretzel.
Then what makes you think he's going to like bitter dark chocolate?
Have you talked to this guy about his food preferences?
Dude,
they're off the charts. I want to have pork chops and applesauce. We got to do a bet for 6 months to get him to have this.
That's not the pork chops, unless it's deemed necessary. I don't think it is, though. I think the Phillies going to make this bet work out in my favor. I've been kind of batting 1,000 with some of my predictions lately, though.
Last 2 days, on fire.
I'm just saying, last 2 days have been all about me.
Here's what will impress me. The White Sox coming in tonight, they stink, right? But their pitcher they have tonight has been really good to start the season. They hit this guy, you might be honest.
I think they're going to put a 10 spot on him.
On
tonight.
This guy?
Yeah, I think I feel a 10 spot.
Striking a lot of people out.
I feel a 10
right.
spot.
Well, that'd be awesome. All right, let's go to Black Gritty. What's up, Black Gritty?
I'm downstairs with a tray of nuggets. Somebody buzz me up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody buzz your boy up. You know what I mean? Come down here and get your boy. You know what I mean?
I refuse to be a part of the stereotype.
Hey, we are stereotype. You shut your mammy daddy mouth. And first of all, ain't nobody listening to you, Joe, with your cookie cutter. You eat rabbit food, bro. It goes milk chocolate, vanilla chocolate covered pretzel. And if you're down and dirty, you ain't got nothing left in life. You get to the regular.
No, white chocolate is the worst thing ever invented. That
I
stuff
do
stinks.
Like white
you like white chocolate?
Hey, yeah. See, you know what I mean?
I knew a dancer in Atlanta.
That's that rainbow going right there. So anyway, this is why some people like Kyle yesterday, his vitriol. Jalen Hurst isn't that fun. I don't know. I see Jalen Hurst doing the gritty when he gets touchdowns. I see him doing the Superman and overtime wins. I see him out there doing a Fresh Prince kid and play, dances with A.J. Brown when he's winning. That's the kind of fun I need. I don't need B-ball pause 4 points in the playoffs talking stuff, giving bulletin board material. Fun from my quarterback, Philadelphia. You see how quick we rip people apart? People calling up this station ain't touched the football in 30 years talking about his leadership skills weren't what I think that we need for the team. It's Philadelphia. Shut your mouth, say Red is doing, go out there and do your mammy jammy job and get me a championship. Because at the end of the day, that's all I care about. B-ball, ball, shut up. I want a New York too, but let me say, you score 4 points, Joel is 80%. Let's go out there and do what we need to do. And A.J. Brown, hey, guess what? You're doing it to yourself, bro. I can't defend you right now, but I want you here, and I don't want some phantom third-round pick that we ain't going to get. I tell you what, ain't nothing like Philadelphia, boy. Every time something comes available, everybody in their mouth thinks we're going to get it, and we don't. We don't. So stop it. You can sit here all day long and pontificate about some Harrison, who we going to get. We ain't getting nothing. I know this dude went out there for 6 8 games, got me Megatron numbers. He's on my team. He's going to be on my team. Now, how he makes a move, and it better be the best move. Because when he sent Reddick away, he got a third-round pick in 2088. So I don't care about nothing right now except for the draft and these punk New York Knicks. Oh, let's get these Knickerbockers bocking because I'm upset and I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's go get this thing done. And somebody buzz me up. I'm saying the sauce is running out here.
He's got the sauce. You go buzz him up.
I refuse to be a part of the chicken stereotype.
You got to be part of it.
Ask me about my snack.
What's your snack? What's your munchie?
Oh man, last night, man, I got some bomb potato skins. It was on my mind all
potato
day.
Potato skins, go was it bacon? Was bacon? Oh, he got the bacon.
They was fresh as a daisy, guys. Fresh as a daisy. I thought you guys buzzed me up.
All right, Black Gritty. I'll tell you what, the potato skin has, I think it's become underrated as the years have gone. It used to be a bigger deal.
Because you know what it is? Because you go some places. And they overdo the potato. They look all frail and like burnt looking.
Wrinkly.
Yeah, you gotta get the bake ratio right when you do the potatoes, man. Then you put the chives on it and everything. You got to do it right.
So do you do the whole thing, the cheese, the sour cream?
Oh, you got to. Yeah. But some, like I said, some people, they look afflicted when you had a potatoes, man. You got to do the potatoes.
Nobody wants a potato that looks afflicted.
You don't, man. But it's hard not to get them like that. But yeah, you got to do the potatoes right.
Of all the ones we've heard so far, I feel like if we're talking about strictly munchy, the potato skins would really hit.
No, because it's filling.
Yes.
It's super filling and it's quick. You know what I mean? You throw them chives in that sour cream. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, it has been a long time since I've had an honest to goodness potato skin.
Yeah,
like made the way we're talking about, or had it at a restaurant. I feel maybe I'm wrong. I feel like they've been phased out of the appetizer section.
It feels like it. Nobody liked the loaded baked potatoes. No, it doesn't feel like anybody.
All right, so picture this with me. Like when you go to a restaurant, you have the appetizer section of the menu, right? It's like what, 10 or 12 typically appetizers, but we've moved new ones in over the past.
Yeah, because Wendy used to have a pretty good baked potato.
Yes,
I don't know if it's on a menu anymore.
So I feel like when you go out now, here's what I typically say. You see the cheesesteak egg rolls are now a big part of the appetizer operation.
Staple. Yeah.
You also see, I think a lot of places do the Brussels sprouts now. You
notice
those?
No,
yeah.
No.
Oh, they're there.
I think Kyle will back them.
It's like, they put the glaze on there.
Who eat Brussels sprouts?
Get out of here with Brussels sprouts.
What are you talking about?
No, you guys are not listening to me. I'm not saying you should order them. They're on the menu now.
Oh, well, I don't see them.
Well, I think they have replaced the potato skins. My question is, where did the potato...
Okay. Brussels sprouts.
Follow me along.
Brussels sprouts taste like you eating grass and dirt.
Not if they're made right. So no, they're delicious.
They're disgusting.
Okay,
you need to dress something in lemon butter and all this crap just to make it good. It's not good.
You guys want to rip Brussels sprouts?
Ain't nobody eating Brussels sprouts, though. That's not happening.
All right, I'm telling you right now. If you go to a restaurant this weekend, look at the appetizer section. You will not find potato skins, and you will find some sort of maple glaze, soy glaze, whatever.
That's a waste of maple putting them on
Brussels
sprouts.
Well, that may be. I'm just telling you, they have taken the place of your precious potato skins. Your potato skins have been phased out.
I wish somebody would throw some Brussels sprouts. I'd throw them at them. I'd hit them, and I hope they're
hard.
You
guys haven't seen these on menus?
I don't look for Brussels sprouts.
No, I'm not looking. Don't you just go through the appetizers?
You know what I think? I think when I'm looking... And I see something that starts with a BR,
you're out.
Keep going.
All right, you're out. All right. 215-592-9494. It's Howie Hopper. We'll come back your phone calls. Would you trade AJ for the third overall pick in the draft? I would, without question. If the Patriots want him, that's what they got to offer. Would you make the trade? Sixers Knicks. It starts tomorrow night. First playoff series with these two teams since 1989. What do you fear more, Brunson and his excellence at this point of his career, or is it Embiid's health? It's Brunson for me. I think we're almost underrating how good of a player he's become. We'll come back. You'll hear what J.J. Redick thinks about Brunson. And a host up in New York, a former employee of Spike's, ripping everyone here and everyone in the crowd the other night, the Sixers game. You'll hear it next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows by now the major news. The big new acquisition, Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate, me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins, but as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season, when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. At bars all over the area, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. Download the Yards Brewing Company app for details and participating bars. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!